Welcome to eBay Auction Tips Task Force. I'm your host, Scott Patton of www.podcasting-unleashed.com. And with me today is a very special guest, who actually will be one of my co-hosts moving forward, Tim Knox of www.dropshipwholesale.net. Welcome, Tim.
Scott, great to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I just want to say thank you to all our listeners for tuning into our podcast, and make sure that you go to http://ebay.podomatic.com. Leave some comments. Let us know what you think of the show. Any questions that you've got, we may deal with them in a future podcast. And Tim, you're an expert on dropshipping.
Right.
I know in eBay, one of the big issues is finding product. And in fact, just to let our listeners know, you've got some best-selling books on eBay, and dropshipwholesale.net, your website, is one of the top eBay information sites on the internet. So if you're looking for information on how to start an eBay business, how to find a dropshipper, those sorts of things, head over to that site. I know the Alexa ranking is around 15, 14,000, which puts it in a very, very high traffic zone as far as I'm concerned. And so our topic today is going to be dropshipping. So first of all, what is the advantage? Why would I dropship? What's the advantage to drop? Well, first of all, what is dropshipping?
Okay. What is dropshipping? Basically, the way dropshipping works is, let's say you find a product you want to sell on eBay. Let's say a clock. Now, you can either go to a wholesaler or find a supplier of those clocks. You can buy that at a wholesale price. You can take possession of the clock, bring it home. When you sell it, you physically pack and ship the clock. That's how the traditional setup works. With drop shipping, you can find a company that will actually send that clock to your customer for you.
Okay.
Instead of you having to take possession of the clock, you can post the clock on eBay for sale. When you make a sale, your customer pays you. You then contact the drop shipper and say, please send this clock to my customer. Here is their information. You pay the wholesale price for the clock, which means you keep the difference between what you're paid by your customer and what you pay for the clock. That is your profit.
That sounds like a great way to do it.
It is a great way to do it. And, of course, there's pros and cons. The biggest mistake people make when it comes to drop shipping is they don't do their homework. They don't investigate the company. And more importantly, they don't investigate the eBay marketplace to find out if that product is already selling, what it's selling for. You know, I get a lot of email from people who say, I found a drop shipper who will sell me these clocks for $10 a piece, but they're already being sold on eBay for $9 a piece.
Right.
How is that possible? Well, that happens when the eBay seller usually will go directly to a wholesaler and buy in bulk.
You know,
they may be buying these clocks 100 at a time, taking possession of them and handling the shipping themselves, and they're getting them for $5 a piece. Well, if you're going to ask someone to drop ship for you, you're going to pay, if one at a time, you're going to pay a higher price.
Right.
So that's one of the downfalls. Now, I know people that are very successful at drop shipping, and what makes them different from 99% of the other people is they took the time to research the market. They took the time to research the suppliers.
Yeah.
They didn't just go to Google and type in drop shipping and find someone, you know, usually a middleman,
right,
to sell them clocks. They actually took the time to go find a supplier and arrange a drop shipping arrangement with them. That's the best way to do drop shipping.
So when you say supplier, are you saying this, is that a manufacturer?
You can go, and a lot of times you can go directly to the manufacturer.
Okay.
With a lot of manufacturers, however, they distribute their product through wholesalers.
Right.
And so if you go directly to the wholesaler, and it may be that you find a product that you can develop a relationship with the wholesaler and say, can you drop ship this for me? You know, I have a friend, Mike Enos, Platinum Power Seller, who has sold, you know, $800,000 in product on eBay in the last few years. One of his most successful products was a scale, a mail scale, okay?
Oh, yeah.
A shipping scale.
A shipping scale, yeah.
And Mike found a wholesale source for these shipping scales and developed a relationship with the supplier. And after he had sold 100 or so, he went to them and said, hey, will you drop ship this for me? Well, they were happy to do so because Mike was a well-established customer.
Right.
So he was getting the wholesale price, but also getting a dropship arrangement.
You know, you've just brought up what I think is a really, really good point. And we both have experience with, you know, marketing on the internet, selling and buying on eBay. And I think it applies, this is sort of a more of a general, maybe tangent to our conversation, but I don't hear a lot of people talking about that. And you just said the word relationship.
Correct.
You know, and I think we're at Focus for the Future in Seattle, Washington. Tim lives in Alabama. I live in BC, Vancouver, BC, Canada. And we just met for the first time this weekend, right?
Correct.
And we've developed a relationship.
Exactly.
You know, and I've actually been really, really amazed at the number of people, at the way people look at me at this seminar, because this is the you know, Mike Filsaime was here, right? This is the second or third or fourth time that I've actually met and talked with Mike, right? And I can see that I've developed a relationship with a number of these people over the years. And you know what? I haven't asked them, you know, can you send out a promo to your 100,000 people, or can you do this, or can you do that? I don't really want them to, right? But I'm noticing the impact of a relationship at this seminar, because I have over the last year gotten known, gotten out there, had a relationship, you know, talked to people, that sort of thing, and developed this relationship.
Right.
And compared to maybe 4 years ago, the opportunities that I see are way bigger, because I see people opening doors that they wouldn't have opened before because I lose this guy.
Right.
Right? You know, and I am the sort of guy that I'd much rather be at home in front of my computer, sitting in the corner, you know. I mean, I'm never going to be the life of the party, right? And I just know it's really, really interesting what I've seen. And I think that one of the mistakes people make is they want to have the quick fix,
right,
instead of the delayed gratification, right? Where we just say, hey, how can I help you? Or what's your business? I'm going to do a little bit of business with you and a little bit of... And this is, of course, when we're selling on the internet, this is what we talk about if you're an internet marketer. And I know we're talking to eBay people here, but I think it applies, is we'll sell you something cheap, inexpensive, $10, $20, $30. It's great information. We over-deliver, and you think, wow, what else does this person have? And then there's a $50, $100, $1,000 type of product, and away it goes. But we don't come up to you right away and say, will you marry me the first time you meet somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that with the dropshippers, it's the same thing. Because, first of all, I don't know if they're good. Right.
Right.
Maybe
you have to test them out.
Yeah. You know, maybe I'll send them a customer and I'm going to get a bad feedback because it's going to take them 3 months to drop ship the product.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'll do maybe one or two auctions, see if they're good. And then I'll talk to them about whatever problems there are. And I'm not just going to send them maybe the invoice. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should call them up and talk to them. How are you doing? What's going on? This is what I'm planning on doing. Maybe I want to do some sort of promotion and I'm going to sell maybe 10. Well, maybe I should call them before and say, look, I could be selling 10 in the next week. Do you have 10?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And actually communicate with them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think on the internet, because we have this computer and email, that we stop the basic, pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
Right.
And it's a high-touch, high-tech industry that we're in, and we seem to want to, I know I'm guilty of this, cut out the high-touch because I got this tech, I can just send him an email, I don't need to talk to him on the phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's not how you build the relationship.
Right.
And these, yeah. So, as you can see, we're outside at the cafe doing this.
That was a 65 Corvette convertible. But no, you hit the nail on the head. Most people who get the idea to sell on eBay, they want to know what's the hot product of the week, where can they get it, how much money can they make. They're really not willing to put in the time and effort to build those relationships. And you're exactly right. The relationship you have with your supplier, be it a wholesaler or a drop shipper, can really, really determine the success of your business.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest downfalls of drop shipping is you will sign up with a website that's a drop shipper or a company, you'll post the product for sale on eBay, and when it sells, you will go to order it, only to discover that it's out of stock.
Right.
Well, if you had placed a phone call to the supplier and said, you know, I'm about to place this on eBay, I wanted to check, do you have plenty in stock? You know, you would have probably saved yourself, you know, a headache and some bad feedback.
Right.
So it's all about relationships. You know, Mike hit the key there when he started selling a few of those, and then when he found out it was going to be a high ticket or a good selling item for him, he went right to them. He called them up.
Yeah.
And he developed that relationship, which has been ongoing for 3 years now.
Right.
So it's very much a relationship business.
And here's the other side to this. If you're, like, put yourself in the dropshipper's position, right? Tim has been working with the dropshipper for 2 or 3 years, consistently sells, you know, 10 a month or whatever. You come along and you say, oh, I want to do the same thing. You don't develop the relationship. Now your order comes in, Tim's order comes in. I wonder who's going to get filled first.
Exactly.
Right?
The person with the relationship.
The person with the relationship.
Great.
So how do you find a good dropshipper? Like, we're going to assume that everybody out there either has never used a dropshipper or has used a couple, wants to know how do you find a good one?
That's the hard part. How to find a good one.
Right.
You know, there are, you know, the internet is ripe with supposed dropshippers.
Right.
If you go to Google and type in dropship, you're going to get a ton of websites that are actually are just middlemen websites.
Yeah.
These are companies that have bought the products from the wholesaler and is now marking them up and selling them as dropship merchandise. You know, the way you find a dropshipper is the way that you find your merchandise, no matter what business you're thinking about going into. You know, the first thing you should do is survey the market, find out, you know, make sure there's a market for what you're wanting to sell.
Right.
Don't go to eBay and see that everybody else is selling clocks or DVDs or electronics. You know, the best sellers are those that find a nice little niche that nobody else knows, like Mike and his shipping scales.
Right. You Who'd have thought of that?
Who'd have thunk? Not me.
You know what another one that's really wild? Just go on, it's another tangent for a second, is I know a fella who buys old magazines and then he cuts out the advertisements and he sells old advertisements.
Really?
Like an old Coca-Cola advertisement or an old Mustang advertisement, and people buy these advertisements.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? He makes good money.
Here is another one. There is a lady that sells broken glass on eBay. She'll go down to, like, the thrift store and buy dishes instead for really cheap, and she'll come home and break them up with a hammer. And she sells bags of broken glass to people who do mosaics.
Oh!
She's making a nice living selling broken glass on eBay.
Right.
There is a buyer for just about everything. Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, if you had that market, if you were in that market, you'd never have any competition.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who'd ever think of that?
Yeah. Right. So, you know, when you go over to start thinking about selling on eBay, don't look at the hot products. Don't try to. I have a saying, when it comes to eBay, if you follow the herd, you're going to get trampled, because the herd's eventually going to turn around and come back at you.
Right.
You know, so you don't want to go there. Try to find a nice niche product, you know, like Brad Callen and the wedding site that he does.
Right.
You know, they're doing $1 million a month selling wedding favors.
Right.
Most are very low dollar things. But he researched the market. He found out there was a need. Most of those products are drop shipped. He set up relationships with his suppliers, and again, now they're doing $1 million a month drop shipping low dollar wedding favors.
Right.
And eBay works the same way. You've really got to put in your homework. How do you find a drop shipper? You can look in places like the Thomas Register.
Yeah.
They're online now. One of the best ways is to use a service. Like, for example, we provide a service that is a database of wholesalers and drop shippers that we're constantly updating. Chris Malta has one similar to ours. Those are the best way to shortcut the process.
Right.
But just because you find a drop shipper in that database doesn't mean you jump out and do business with them. Do the research.
Right.
Develop the relationship. Build on it slowly. You know, there really is no quick fix.
Yeah.
You know, eBay is not that magic bullet that's going to make you rich by Friday. eBay is simply a product distribution chain.
Yeah.
And you have to treat it as such. And I tell everybody, if you're thinking about going into eBay, treat it like a business. Do your homework. Find the market. Find the product. Set up the distribution.
Yeah.
If you treat it like a hobby, it will be a hobby.
Right.
If you don't treat it like a business, you won't take it seriously, and you won't be successful.
Awesome. Great. So, if you want to find out more about dropshipping, head over to dropshipwholesale.net. Good thing we can edit this thing. And take a look at some of the stuff that Tim has there for you. And we appreciate the time that you spent with us today. And any last words for our eBayers?
Well, no, other than to say, you know, again, when it comes to eBay, there really is no faster, easier way to start an online business or even a sales business than with eBay.
Right.
But treat it like a business. Do your homework. You know, let me tell you real quick my watch story.
All right.
When I first started selling on eBay, I like watches. And I was looking and I noticed there was a very active market on eBay for watches. And I figured, well, you know what? If I could find a cheap source of watches, I could make a killing on eBay.
Right.
So I found a company who would sell me watches for like $5 a piece. Not high quality watches, but decent watches. I bought 100 watches. They sent them to me. I have 100 watches sitting in my garage, right?
Yeah.
I go back to eBay and discover that there are a dozen sellers selling those watches for $3 and $4 a piece.
Mm.
I paid $5 a piece. Do you want a watch?
Right.
I have all of those watches still sitting in my garage. Why? Because I didn't take the time to go over, look at the market. I didn't do what I practice now,
right,
what I preach. I didn't look at the competition. I didn't look at the market. And as such, I blew $500 on watches that are now just, you know, so much junk sitting in my garage.
Right.
So do your homework. Start slow.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time to download us onto your iPod or listen to us on your computer. And we're at ebay.podomatic.com. Please stop by and leave a comment and any questions you've got, and we'll cover them in a future podcast. This is Scott Patton with Tim Knox saying goodbye.